Hey, sorry. I hate to do this to you, but can you come back? Yeah, I know, I told you I had a ride and everything, and I did, but it, like, kind of fell through. And it's raining, like, really bad. I don't really want to walk. You're not. Yeah. Really? You don't have to. You really don't have to. Come. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just out front. They locked the office, so I can't actually come in. Yeah. I'm getting pretty wet. It's kind of terrible. I might go to the cafe across the way, so, like, text me when you get here, okay? And I'll run out. Thank you. You're the best. Hey, thank you so much. You are a not literal lifesaver, but you're definitely up there. Yeah. So can we actually go back to your place instead of mine? Yeah, I'll tell you on the way. Yeah, so my partner, you know them, they were supposed to pick me up, but I don't know. I guess they got something in their head that was happening that wasn't happening, and they decided to pick a fight with me, like, all day via text. I don't know. Could you tell that something was kind of going on? Yeah, it wasn't just that report. It was, you know, it was them. They were kind of being a real shit to me, but it's okay. It's done now. Like, and but they were my ride, you know, because I don't have a car, and obviously I can't go to my place because it's also their place, and they're the one on the lease, and I'm just the freeloader, so I don't know. Yeah, I'll worry about my stuff later. But for now, can I just crash at your place, like, for just at least a day? Like, maybe for the week. It's Wednesday, right? We still got a little bit more of the work week to go, and we go to the same place, so gas mileage, and you already know me, and I'm like your work wife, right? So I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm all sorts of scrambled up in my head. Yeah. Just the things that they said to me were, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe what they were saying was actually right. And I don't know. Because it was about you. I mean, it was never really about you. It's them. They're the issue, of course. It's a them problem, but they were, like, really weird, self-conscious, I guess, about our friendship. And I don't know. They've always been, like, weird about me making friends. So I just, like, kind of hid our friendship, I guess. I shouldn't have done that, but whatever. They figured out how close we were, and they were really jealous, and they looked you up on Instagram and everything. So it was a whole thing. I don't know. Whatever. They think we are secretly dating, actually. But we're not. And it got me thinking that maybe even being such a shit that they are for breaking up with me over something that definitely wasn't happening, maybe it is an opportunity, you know? Like, hey, they closed the door, but are you a window? So what I'm trying to say is I am attracted to you, and I would like to date you and move in immediately. Is that too much? Am I too much? We've known each other for like as long as I've worked at the company. So, what? 5 years? A decade? I don't know. I lose time in that office. It's a liminal space. Whatever. Date me, please. I'm already your work wife, like I said. So, yeah? Maybe we should pull over. This rain is just like, it's getting really intense, isn't it? And I also kind of really want to kiss you. How about that parking lot? Looks kind of empty. Yeah. And there's no way anybody's gonna see in. They don't see us kissing, right? With the rain coming down, and I'm sure we're gonna fog up this car in a matter of minutes. What do you say? Yeah. Oh, this is a good spot. Yeah. Yeah. Well, for much as I deny, I didn't want this. Fuck. I wanted it. I wanted you. Yeah, you too. Oh, you're so perfect. You know that? Oh. Oh. You're so good to me. Look, I want to be good to you. I want to treat you just like a good girlfriend should. Let me get these off of you. No one can see. Don't worry. See? The windows are already fogging up. Just let me touch you. Yeah. Yeah, look at me. Oh, you got enough room?